Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Wow, the weather sure did finally get nice after a long, wet spring. So naturally, now that it's dry, it's a good time to review wildfire safety and preparedness. Now, for folks who live near the coast, this might not seem quite as relevant, but I live in Fairhaven on the peninsula, and our entire town was threatened not too many years ago by a wildfire. Yes, a wildfire. It was raging through the trees and shrubs in the dunes. So just because you're on the coast, it's still worth giving some thought to wildfire. Okay, so there are two broad categories of preparedness that you should be thinking about when it comes to wildfire, or any hazard for that matter. The highest priority, of course, is the safety of your family. So this means that you have a plan for getting out of harm's way in the event that a wildfire is heading towards your home. Establish two separate ways to get to safety and then practice evacuating. Remember not to scare your family during these evacuation drills. Make the practice fun and they'll want to do more. Turns out it never works to scare someone into being prepared. It actually backfires and they tend to shut out anything to do with the hazard or preparing for it. The other aspect of wildfire safety is preparing your property and your home. For your property, it's all about clearing combustibles, such as trees and shrubs, from the yard around your home to ensure that a nearby fire can't get to your home in the first place. But you also want to make sure that your home is harder to catch on fire in the event that there is a fire nearby, whether it's a wildfire or even a fire in your neighbor's home. In general, you want to make sure that embers that might be floating around can't land on your home and then ignite your home, either on the outside of your house or the inside. To reduce the possibility of ignition on the outside of your home, you want to remove combustible materials from the outside of your home. This includes removing dead leaves from your gutters, for example, or firewood that's stacked next to your home. To keep embers from getting inside your home, install metal mesh screening over any vents in your eaves or attic, and you want to ensure that no feature on the outside of your home will trap embers. Now also consider this aspect of wildfire preparations for your home when you're considering some major improvements. For example, if you're thinking about re-siding your home, consider using cementitious siding instead of wood. Now, cementitious is just a fancy word for siding that's made from minerals or cement. It's inherently non-combustible, so if a fire is happening outside your home, it's harder for your home to catch fire. And by the way, this kind of siding is also great at resisting the wetness here on the coast, as well as damp wood termites that are common on the coast. This has been Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.